This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. New Mexico NGOs ask Environment Department to strengthen public participation policies. This week, 23 New Mexico non-governmental organizations submitted a letter to the New Mexico Environment Department requesting the agency take specific steps to strengthen its overall public outreach and its engagement with people who do not speak English proficiently, about 10% of the population. In February, the department released three policies in response to an informal resolution agreement reached between the Environment Department and the Environmental Protection Agency, External Civil Rights Compliance Office. The January 2017 informal resolution agreement responded to a Title VI civil rights complaint filed in 2002 by Citizens for Alternatives to Radioactive Dumping, CARD, about the department's discriminatory practices during the hazardous waste permit hearing for Triassic Park, a proposed dump located east of Roswell. NMED regulates hazardous waste facilities and issues permits allowing the discharge of pollutants into groundwater, among other regulatory activities. The NGOs also asked for a meeting with the department soon after the Lujan Grisham administration takes office to discuss their requests. The letter asked the department to make specific changes to the public participation and limited English proficiency policies. Policies were initially released without any public input, despite the fact the department was asked by community organizations to solicit public input before they were released. The department has since invited public input as part of an annual review process. In the letter, the community groups provided specific recommendations for how the policies can be improved to ensure that all New Mexicans have a meaningful opportunity to participate in the department's public processes as required by law. The recommendations include examples from recent public hearings, including the groundwater discharge permit for a waste control specialist, a waste dump located in Texas, allowing discharges into New Mexico, the proposed modification of the hazardous waste permit for the waste isolation pilot plant, and two groundwater discharge permits for Los Alamos National Laboratory. These recommendations are particularly important given that over 35% of the population speaks a language other than English at home. Many of the communities most impacted by polluting industries have an even higher proportion of people with limited English proficiency. The requests include providing the public with an opportunity to give input about the public involvement plans that are formulated by the department before a draft permit is issued for public comment. The request seeks to ensure that the department's public engagement strategy is appropriate for the affected communities by requiring more communication with community leaders before the permitting process begins. The letter was facilitated by the University of New Mexico's Natural Resources and Environmental Law Clinic, which provides legal representation to CARD related to the informal resolution agreement. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit nuclearactive.org.